To give someone feedback is essentially to give them a response, but specifically about them or about something associated with them, such as their opinion, their ideas, their appearance, or their behavior, or their performance, or something they created, etc. When the feedback that someone gives us is positive, it feels good. Because it feels good, we like it. We think it's for our benefit. And we think that the person who gave us that feedback is an ally to us. But often, when the feedback that we receive is negative, we feel exactly the opposite. It triggers things like feelings of shame, low self-esteem, frustration, not being understood, feeling helpless. It causes a release of stress-inducing hormones in your body that raises your level of threat awareness and, in fact, causes a momentary loss of executive functioning in the brain. Because it does all this, we feel like it isn't for our benefit. And we often tend to feel like the person giving us that negative feedback is an adversary. Negative feedback can be something that's against your best interests. Whether something is in your best interests or not often boils down to the conscious or even subconscious intention that somebody has for giving you that feedback. For example, a person might have the intention of giving you negative feedback about something that you created, maybe because they're threatened by your perceived superiority and are looking to tear you down off your pedestal so they can stop feeling so inferior. Or a person might give you negative feedback because they fear that if you feel really good about yourself, you might actually leave them. Or a person may give you negative feedback because it puts them on top in a power game. Or a person may give you negative feedback because they can get a better deal if they devalue you or something that you've created. This list goes on and on. It's pretty easy to see how negative feedback can be a detriment to you in these types of scenarios. But it's true that even a positive intention can lead to negative results when it comes to negative feedback. Let's give you an example. Okay, let's say that a parent may think that telling their child that the piano piece that they played was below average would help them to put more focus and time and energy into improving their skill, when the reality is the child could make it mean that they're not good enough and then become discouraged about playing the piano altogether. But guess what? Positive feedback can be something that's against your best interests as well. This too often boils down to the conscious or subconscious intention that somebody has for giving it to you. For example, a person might give you positive feedback because they want to avoid conflict and establish social rapport, regardless of the risk of you being totally out of reality. Or a person might give you positive feedback to strengthen their own sense of virtue because doing so makes them a good person. Or a person might give you positive feedback deliberately to mislead you because they want you to experience the negative consequence that's awaiting you if you do something or if you're a certain way, right? Or a person might give you positive feedback so that they will be in your favor because they think they're going to get something from you and out of you if they're in your favor. And on and on and on. But just like with negative feedback, even a positive intention can lead to negative results when it comes to positive feedback. For example, a person may want to console a friend who's just had a difficult breakup and make them feel better about themselves. The friend tells them that their partner broke up with them because they didn't feel listened to and they didn't feel cared about. In response, the person tells their friend that, no, you're a fabulous listener. You're also a really caring person. In fact, the problem is that that person was a complete narcissist. Like, I wasn't going to say it before, but they were. The problem is their friend actually is a terrible listener in relationships and behaves in less than caring ways. The friend will continue to have relationships fail over and over again because of this behavior. But the person keeps putting them out of reality and thus lending their energy to and playing a part in the failure of their friend's relationships. What's important to know is that positive feedback can be beneficial and it can be detrimental. And the same is true for negative feedback. It can be beneficial and it can be detrimental. But knowing all of this, the focus for this specific episode is how negative feedback can be beneficial and can be for you and in your best interests. and here is how. 1. Let's go for the lowest hanging fruit. Negative feedback is the essential ingredient for improvement and progress. Companies understand this. It's why they try to entice you to fill out customer surveys. Negative feedback can very clearly show you what is not working for you and what you need to do instead. It points out the path of positive change. To be honest with you, there is nothing worse than hitting a roadblock but being completely in the dark regarding what the problem actually is. Bottom line, negative feedback leads to improvement. 2, it increases self-awareness. Other people are looking at us from the outside. They often see things about us that we don't see about ourselves from the inside. And they have a different perception of what we do and create than we do. The information that they give us from their perspective increases our ability to clearly see ourselves. It's more information, and information is power. Awareness cannot be gained if all we are willing to be aware of is the positive. To understand more about this, you can watch my video titled Self-Concept, the Enemy of Awakening. 3, it puts us further in reality. It's easy for people to live a life in a bubble reality that's built for one. The problem is, this is a consensus reality, and you chose into that before you came here. So you can't actually be successful or empowered if you don't include other people's opinions in your picture of reality. And reality is our access for true power. Getting information about how we are perceived helps us to exercise our free will regarding what is and or what other people perceive. To understand more about this, you can watch two of my videos. The first titled Reality, and the second titled Why You Should Know and Accept the Truth Even If It Hurts. 4, it tends to trigger heightened inspiration, creativity, and determinism. As counterintuitive as it sounds, negative feedback can make us more creative and can lead to breakthroughs in areas where we were stuck before. It fosters innovative thinking, in fact. This is even backed up by scientific experiments now. 5, it increases a sense of urgency and importance regarding positive change. As people, we only translate a fraction of feedback into practice. We don't register it as impactful. Negative feedback is particularly impactful. It also causes us to have a greater sense of potential reward if we do make a change based off of the negative feedback we received, and also a greater sense of potential consequence if we don't make a change based off of the negative feedback that we receive. Therefore, it can be said that negative feedback is often the strongest catalyst. 6, negative feedback is a learning opportunity. Learning causes expansion, and expansion is one of the primary purposes for life itself. Knowledge is such a valuable thing, and again, it puts power in your hands. 7, negative feedback can in fact reveal hidden positives that you didn't see about yourself, that you can then capitalize on and use to your benefit as well. With this in mind, it can lead you closer to your actual purpose. So that you can understand what I mean by this, I'm going to give you an example. I know a woman who got terrible feedback about her leadership skills. I mean, really bad. She was told that she comes across weak, like she wants everyone to just figure things out on their own, and that she needs everyone to do her job for her because she keeps looking to her whole team that she's supposed to be leading for answers. This led to her realizing that she does not excel at being in a leadership position, but to the opposite, looking into what needs she was trying to meet by the behavior that she exhibited with her team, she in fact realized that she excels when it comes to carrying out and executing tasks that she's told to do, and also at collaborating. So realizing this, she decides to go to human resources and ask if there's any jobs available that require those skills specifically. And they tell her that there's a position as an executive assistant that is open. So she applies for the job, and long story short, she gets the job, right? Knowing that she would never have even considered applying for a job like that before. But now, in this job, she feels like she's in the exact right place for her. She feels valued. She feels like her excellence is recognized. To be honest with you, the company will not let her go because she is so good at what she does and is so reliable and is so easy to work with. Negative feedback can go a long way towards us finding out what, where, and who is the wrong fit, and what, where, and who is the right fit for us. 8, feedback is an essential element of relationships. Without feedback, you're not actually really in a relationship with the other person at all. We don't know what they think. We don't know how they feel. We don't know what impact we have on them. We don't know what they want and need. We don't understand what's working. We don't know what the problems are. We don't know how to repair relationship ruptures with them. And the list goes on and on. We need that information or that feedback to find compatible relationships in the first place. And once we're in relationships, to know what to do with those relationships to make them work. There's no way to have a real relationship with no feedback. And real feedback implies both positive and negative. While it doesn't feel good, negative feedback can in fact be far more useful and helpful to someone. And if you are brave enough to develop a different relationship with negative feedback, you can use it as a tool to enhance your life and to succeed. Now that's what I call true alchemy. Have a good week. If you liked this video, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe to my channel, and consider sharing this video with your friends. You can also click on the bell icon to be notified of the next time that I post a video. I want to thank you personally for the bravery that you have to step into awareness. I'll see you in the next video.